From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Debt talks are underway at the White House for a third straight day, with both sides still far apart on reducing deficits and raising the debt limit. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, a Treasury secretary says he's confident there will be a deal before the government defaults on its obligations next month.
President Obama continues to press lawmakers for a supersized deal that would cut the deficit by some $4 trillion over the next decade. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner told an investors conference this morning the administration is willing to make painful cuts to popular spending programs.
We have to find ways to demonstrate to the American people we can use their tax dollars more efficiently, more carefully, get more out of the limited resources we face.
But Geithner says fairness requires the deal also include higher taxes on the wealthiest Americans. Republicans insist that's a deal breaker. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
The heat bearing down from the Midwest to the Atlantic is brutal. Triple-digit temperatures, or a heat index that certainly makes it feel that way. While people are trying to avoid the outdoors, others like Larry Blackiston can't help it. He's a road crew supervisor in Washington working in 93-degree heat. He's coping, barely.
Sitting here in the shade. Got plenty of drink. Got a wet, cold rag. You got to do something down here because this concrete be up to 120 probably today.
Forecasters expect little relief in sight from the heat anytime soon. The latest recipient of the Medal of Honor is Sergeant First Class Leroy Arthur Perry, veteran of the Afghanistan War. President Obama says a New Mexico native was shot in both legs and lost a hand while throwing an enemy grenade away from his fellow troops.
Despite his grievous wounds, he remained calm. He actually put on his own tourniquet. And he continued to lead, directing his team, giving orders, even telling the medics how to treat his wounds.
Barry is only the second living active duty service member to be given the Medal of Honor. Well, the U.S. says it is taking part in the Afghan investigation into the Taliban-backed assassination of Ahmad Wali Karzai, Afghan President Hamid Karzai's half-brother. Wali Karzai was shot to death today by a member of his security detail at his home in southern Afghanistan. Karzai's younger brother was the head of the Kandahar Provincial Council, considered the most powerful man in the region. The White House is ratcheting up the rhetoric on Syria a day after pro-government crowds in Damascus attacked the U.S. and French embassies. Press Secretary Jay Carney delivered scathing criticism today of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. For months, Assad has been unable to end the uprising in his country despite ongoing military action. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 60 points to 12,447. This is NPR News. The creator of Gilligan's Island and the Brady Bunch has died. TV producer Sherwood Schwartz died today at the age of 94. We have this appreciation from NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
Not only did Sherwood Schwartz create two of the most popular TV sitcoms of all time, he also co-wrote their theme songs.
Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour, a three-hour tour.
Gilligan's Island, Sherwood Schwartz once said, was about seven people locked on an island who have to learn to get along. It was a similar story with another Schwartz production, The Brady Bunch.
What's all the yelling up there? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
That's the kind of nothing that bothers me the most.
Sherwood Schwartz began his career writing for radio and then moved to TV, writing for the Red Skelton Show. The critics were not kind to his own shows. He didn't seem to care. He once said he wasn't writing for them. Sherwood Schwartz died in Los Angeles. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Well, the final crew of NASA's retiring shuttle program is helping comrades from the International Space Station who have been venturing outside the orbiting outpost today. Shuttle Atlantis's astronauts didn't have time to train for this spacewalk, so two of the space station's residents were doing the honors. Their job today was to retrieve a broken ammonia pump so NASA's engineers could examine it when Atlantis gets back home later this month. The spacewalkers were also supposed to attach a robotic demo to the outpost, which could someday lead to satellite refueling space stations run by robots. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 60 points at 12,447. NASDAQ off more than 20 at 2782. This is NPR.